I'm Philip Alexio from Washington. This is VOA News. A suicide truck bomb exploding outside a popular hotel in Somalia's capital Saturday, killing more than 20 people and wounding more than 30. As gunfire continued, as security forces pursued other attackers inside the building, according to police. A number of blasts were heard, one when an attacker detonated a suicide vest. The Associated Press spoke with Captain Mohammed Hussein, who said 30 of the people, including a government minister, they were rescued from the Nas Hablo Hotel as heavy gunfire continued in the standoff. Three of the five attackers have been killed. The U.S. Defense Secretary says the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. Jim Mattis warning the North that its military is no match for the military might of the U.S. and South Korea's alliance. Still, the secretary is saying diplomacy is always the preferred way of dealing with North Korea.
Questions in terms of the military options that we have, they are designed to keep the peace, to reinforce diplomats, to make certain diplomats from the United Nations anywhere in the world are speaking from a position of strength.
The secretary's Asia trip has included stops in Thailand and the Philippines. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, according to several of the major news outlets. The grand jury's action resulting from the probe led by the special counsel Robert Mueller was first reported by CNN. Others coming in on that news, Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, and NBC. This is VOA News.